Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon today is John chapter 1, verse 29 to 42. You can follow along in your pew Bibles if you wish. And the theme for today is those who show up first. Let's pray. Lord God, send us your Holy Spirit now as we hear your word to us. Make us alert to what you are saying and ready to respond and answer your call. Amen. There's a phrase that gets repeated in every emergency training manual, every fire station, every ambulance depot, every SES briefing. Seconds matter. When the call comes in, when the alarm sounds, when the radio crackles to life, the people who move first, who step forward into crisis instead of away from it, shape everything that happens next. First responders don't wait for clarity. They don't wait until they have all the information. They don't wait until the scene is safe or tidy or predictable. They move. They show up. They step into the unknown because someone might need them. And in the opening chapter of John's Gospel, we meet the first responders of Jesus' story. Not firefighters or paramedics or police officers, ordinary people like you and me, who hear something, see something, sense something, and move toward Jesus before anyone else does. We're in the season of Epiphany. Epiphany is about God showing up, God revealing himself in his Son Jesus. There's Jesus preaching, there's miracles. That's all about Epiphany. It's about showing who Jesus is, revealing him, making him known. But revelation means very little unless we respond to that revelation. And the first people to respond to Jesus show us what it's like to move when the Spirit stirs in us, to step forward when the moment arrives, to say yes before we know exactly what we're getting ourselves into. Today we stand with John the Baptist, Andrew, and Simon Peter, the first responders of the gospel. And we ask, what does it mean to show up first for Jesus today? And I'd like you to turn to the person next to you, and if you haven't got someone near you, I'd like you to find someone, and for the next couple of moments, I would like you to answer that question. What does it mean to show up first for Jesus today? I'll let you go. Like that exercise, Jesus calls us not when we're ready, not when we're expecting it, but at any moment, at any time, and in any place. His call comes through. And in that moment, we have a choice. Will we respond to that call, or will we sit and do nothing and let it go by? Let's look at our text. John the Baptist is standing in the wilderness, waist deep in the River Jordan, when he sees Jesus walking towards him, and he says the words that will set the tone for Jesus' entire ministry. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It's a declaration, a statement of who Jesus is, but it's also an alarm bell. Because if Jesus really is the Lamb of God, if he really is the one who will heal the world's brokenness, then the world is in crisis. Humanity is bleeding. Creation is groaning. People are drowning in shame and fear and despair and the one who can save them has just stepped on the scene. John, in this case, is the first responder who recognises the emergency for what it is. And my friends, we have an emergency today. John doesn't say, look, a wise teacher, look, a good person, look, a spiritual influencer with lots of followers. He doesn't say, look, someone interesting. He says, look, the Lamb of God. Look, the one who will give his life. Look, the one who will carry the weight of the world. Look, the one who will step into the burning building of human suffering and not come out alive. John's response is immediate. He points, he testifies, he steps aside, he sends his own disciples after Jesus, and he disappears into the shadows. John is the first responder who knows that the mission is bigger than him. It's about Jesus. And that's the first truth of Epiphany. When Jesus is revealed, the right response is movement. It's answering that call without a split second to waste and going and following Jesus. The next day, John sees Jesus again and repeats the same words. And this time, two of his disciples respond. They don't ask for a briefing. They don't ask for a strategic plan. They don't ask for a doctrinal statement. They simply follow. They are like the volunteer firefighter who hears the pager go off and runs, no hesitation, no second guessing, no maybe someone else will go. No, these people, Andrew and the unnamed disciple, follow Jesus down the road until he turns around and notices them. And then he speaks his first recorded words in the gospel. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? It's a question that cuts through every layer of our lives. What are you looking for? What are you chasing? What are you hoping will save you? And they answer with a question of their own. Rabbi, where are you staying? This isn't about location. It's about presence, about proximity. It's about wanting to be where Jesus is. And Jesus responds with the simplest, most profound invitation in Scripture. Come and see. Not come and understand. Not come and believe. Not come and behave. Come and see. Come close enough to witness. Come close enough to be changed. Come close enough to discover who I really am. Andrew and the unnamed disciple become first followers or first responders of Jesus because they take the first step. They show up. They move toward the light before they know what that light will reveal. Now let's talk about Andrew. Andrew is one of the most underrated figures in the New Testament. He's not loud and flashy like Peter. He's not dramatic like James and John. He's not a writer like Matthew or a theologian like Paul. But Andrew, throughout the gospel, is doing one thing and one thing only: bringing people to Jesus. And isn't Andrew's response encapsulated in the second part of our mission statement as Pilgrim Lutheran Church? Bringing people to Jesus for eternal life. In the gospel, Andrew brings his brother Peter. He brings the boy with the loaves and the fish at the feeding of the 5,000. He brings the Greeks who want to have an audience with Jesus. Andrew is the equivalent of a spiritual first responder who doesn't need the spotlight. He doesn't need the title. He doesn't need the recognition. He just wants to get people to where help is. He is the one who says, "Come with me. I know where hope is." And what a wonderful witness that is for us as Christians to be that person in your community, among your connection of friends and the people who cross your path each day, people who are in a spiritual crisis, in an emergency, who are grieving, who are lonely, who are hungry for meaning. And you can say, "Come with me. I know where hope is," and leave the rest to God. And that's what first responders do. They don't fix everything. They don't have all the answers. They don't carry the whole burden alone. The first responders simply get people to the one who can save them. One of the people Andrew brings is Simon. He brings him to Jesus, and Jesus looks Simon over, really looks at him, and he says, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which means Peter. Interesting that Jesus renames Peter before Peter has done anything, before Peter has preached a sermon, before Peter has walked on water, before he's denied Jesus, before he's restored and commissioned, he is named by Jesus. Jesus sees the rock in the rubble. He sees the leader in the fisherman. He sees the future in the present. Peter becomes the first called disciple, the first to receive a new identity, because he shows up, because he comes when he's invited, because he responds. And that's the heart of this week's theme. Those who show up first get called first. Not because they're better, not because they're braver, not because they're more spiritual, but because they're simply there and they show up. God works with the people where they are at in their life and who they are. So what does this mean for us today? We're not standing on the banks of the Jordan River. We're not hearing John the Baptist shout across the desert. We're not watching Jesus walk towards us in sandals and dust. But the call is the same. The invitation is the same, and the urgency is the same. As I said before, we live in a world of spiritual emergencies. People are lonely. People are grieving. People are anxious. People are exhausted. People are searching for meaning, identity, belonging, and hope. And Jesus is still the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is still the healer, the rescuer, the redeemer. He is still the one who steps into the burning building of human suffering and gives his life for us. But he calls us to be first responders. Not the experts, not the heroes, not the saviours, just the ones who show up. There are three movements of a spiritual first responder. And the first is that they recognise the moment. John sees Jesus and knows who he is. He names this truth out loud. We need people today who can look at the world and say, "Jesus is here. Hope is here. Light is here. The second movement of a first responder is that they move toward Jesus, not away. Andrew and the unnamed disciple follow. They take the first step, even though they don't know what that means. We need people today who will move toward Jesus in prayer, in worship, in reading the Bible, in living in community together, not waiting for perfect clarity, but trusting his invitation. The third movement of a spiritual first responder is to bring others with you. Andrew brings Simon. Simon brings Peter. Peter becomes the rock on which the church is built. We need people who will say, come and see. Come with me. Let's find out together. Come and meet the one who can help. First responders know something most people don't. The first ones in face the most uncertainty. They don't know what they will confront. They don't know how bad the situation is. They don't know what it will demand of them, but they go anyway. Following Jesus is not safe. It is not predictable. It is not comfortable. But it is good, it is holy, and it is life-giving. And the people who show up first, the people who respond early, the people who move quickly, who say yes before they understand, are the ones who are privileged to see the miracle unfold from the front row. Epiphany is not just about light shining, it's about people responding to the light. The wise men show up first. John shows up first. Andrew shows up first. Peter shows up first. And now it's our turn. Where is Jesus passing by in your life? Where is the Spirit stirring in you? Where is the invitation to you whispering, come and see? Who around you is in crisis? Who needs someone to show up for them? Who needs a first responder of grace in your life? This week, I want to invite you to do one simple thing. Show up first. Show up first in prayer. Show up first in kindness. Show up first in forgiveness. Show up first in generosity. Show up first in courage. And show up first in compassion. Be the one who moves toward Jesus. Be the one who moves towards those around you, who takes the initiative. Be the one who says, come and see. Because the world is waiting. The alarm is sounding. The moment is now. And Jesus is walking towards us. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.